Please be seated. The word family probably evokes different emotions, different feelings for different people. For some, family might bring all kinds of good feelings and emotions. You might think of wonderful family gatherings. Maybe you have pleasant memories of family vacations, of families getting together to celebrate big milestones, all of which are very positive and wonderful experiences. If the family that you come from or the family that you have now is relatively stable, you probably have a pretty positive understanding of the concept of family. But for some, family might not carry such positive connotations. For some, when they hear the word family, they might think of anger and hatred, of instability, of mistrust, of everything opposite of what you think of a family should be. They may have memories of family gatherings that were tense and maybe even disastrous, of family members yelling and screaming at each other all the time, of family members only looking out for their own best interests and not for the interests of anyone else. And if you come from such a family or you have such a family that's a mess, that concept of family might not be that positive. The psalm from which our text comes this morning addresses families. And again, your understanding of family might affect how you understand this psalm. And we don't want to say that this psalm offers the cure-all for all family woes. But the basic message, the underlying message of this psalm is pretty clear. Fear the Lord to have a blessed family. Let's look at this psalm, the portion of this psalm, Psalm 128, verses 1 through 4. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. This is God's word. Let's start with the spouse. The text says, your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Now granted, this specifically talks about the wife, the mother of the family. And in biblical times, the fruitfulness of the wife was seen to reflect how blessed she was. The more children she had, it was considered that she was even more blessed. And that's not to say that childless women were looked down on. They just were not blessed as much. And if the wife, if the mother is blessed, then that means her husband is blessed. That means her entire household is very blessed. And generally, everybody would be happy. Now, this blessedness comes about by the wife fulfilling her role as wife. And we can apply this actually to both spouses, this concept of fulfilling that role. Are you wives fulfilling your God-given role in your family? And how about you future wives? Are you loving your husbands unconditionally, showing them the respect that's due to them as the husband? Are you serving the best that you can as their helper, their helpmeet, in every way possible? And if not, are you seeking forgiveness from the only one who can give it, the one who laid down his life for you? And you husbands, and you future husbands, are you loving, or will you love your wives unconditionally with the same love with which Christ loved the church? Are you willing to do everything possible to demonstrate this love toward your wife, going so far even as to laying down your life for her? And if not, are you begging forgiveness from the one perfect bridegroom, from your Savior, from Jesus himself? This blessed family may very well include children. The psalm says, your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Now, that might not necessarily sound very appealing to us, especially if you're like me and you don't like olives. But in biblical times, olives were something that was very precious, and olive trees were considered to be precious. And so if you had a lot of olive shoots, young olive trees around, you would be considered to be very blessed. Blessed by God himself. The more children that you had, the more blessed you were. Now that kind of goes against modern day thinking, at least in this country. When you look at the size of families that are common today, the average size of a family today in this country is 2.55. 60 years ago, it was 3.6 something. It's decreased that much. In this country, the concept is if you have a large family, well, maybe you're being selfish. Parents of large families might get looked down upon. Maybe they receive comments like, why are you doing this? Why are you bringing so many children into this evil world? Or don't you know that you're using up more than your fair share of resources by having so many children? But in biblical times, having a big family was considered to be a blessing. Why? Well, because then your family line could be extended or spread even farther. If you had more children, they could have more work done around the house. If there were more children, that meant that there were more members of God's family, of the ultimate family. So children, regardless of how many they are in a family, children are a blessing from the Lord. In a blessed family, your work also brings about gifts from God. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it will be well with you. Now, maybe you think that this is a little contradictory to be working for something that's a gift. After all, you're working. If you're working, you're working hard for what you earn, right? You wouldn't expect your boss to tell you to go in, sit down, prop your feet up, take a snooze, and then to get paid for that, especially if you were to do that day after day, chances are you'd get fired. So yes, you have to work if you expect to get paid. But as Christians, we know that everything belongs to God. It doesn't matter how we get it. Anything that we have, whether we work for it, whether it's given to us as a gift, whether we inherit it, everything belongs to the Lord. The means by which he gives those things to you may differ, but still everything is the Lord's. One last thing we need to talk about from this psalm. What exactly does it mean to fear the Lord? We heard that twice in this text. And the answer really is given there in that first verse of the psalm. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. This is not just obeying God's rules and living on the straight and narrow. We know that we fail miserably at that. We fail as spouses. We fail as parents. We fail our mothers and our fathers. We fail our employers. But Jesus didn't. The very Son of God came to this earth, and he walked in the ways of his Father perfectly. And that perfect life he gives to you. He credits it to your account. And then when he went to the cross, he wiped out all of the punishment for all of your failures, all of your shortcomings. And when he works trust in you, that faith in you, in him, he makes you a part of the ultimate family. He makes you a part of God's family. And as part of that family, we walk in his ways. So is a perfect human family even attainable? Not as long as there are humans involved. But through believing in Jesus as our Savior, through walking in the ways of our Lord, God promises to bless families, to bless your family. Trust in that promise. Amen. Please rise. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we thank and praise you for making us part of your family through the precious work of your Son. When we encounter problems in our families here on earth, give us patience and willingness to forgive and to seek forgiveness for our own failures. Remind us always that we are a part of an even larger family, your holy Christian church, and help us to look forward to when we will meet all of our family members in heaven. In your Son's name we pray. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen.